Okay, now we turn to another new survey, this time a national one that also reveals some challenges for the teaching profession.
Every year for the last 50 years, PDK International, a professional association of educators, surveys U.S. adults about a range of issues confronting education and the teaching profession. And this year, they found Americans continue to have a lot of trust in teachers, but that support only goes so far. They also found that 54% of Americans say they would not want their child to become a public school teacher, a majority for the first time since they first asked that question in 1969. I spoke with PDK International President Joshua Starr more about this via Skype, and he said that they asked parents surveyed why as well.
You know, some of it, a lot of it was just in the crappy pay. I mean, literally someone said that. They said just that the pay isn't good, you know, the financial aspects are problematic. But some of them are a little more disconcerting in that they say, you know, kids are mean, schools aren't safe, you know, kids these days kind of attitude, which is a little concerning to us. So it really boiled down to those being the two major things, the sense that teachers are overworked, they're underpaid, and the kids these days are too problematic to be able to teach well.
I wonder how this broke down demographically. Were there any sort of differences in race and gender in the survey results here?
So we do break down by demographics in our different results. So 54% of parents don't want their kids to take up teaching in public schools, which is down significantly from previous years. However, 67% of Hispanics would favor their child working as a teacher, while only 51% of African Americans and 40% of whites feel the same way. So there are definitely some different demographic breakdowns. So certainly in Arizona, which we know has a large Latino population, that might look a little different. And in fact, one of our programs that prepares high school kids to be on the path to teaching, we have a state partnership in Arizona. And of course, a number of the kids in that program are Hispanic.
Right. I wonder how it breaks down. Did you look at income level? Yeah. Like, is there any kind of correlation between people making more income or having higher levels of education and their support for their kids becoming teachers?
Yeah. So we did see that to a certain extent. Whites with college degrees are pretty much split in wanting their kids to become teachers. 69% of white men without degrees say they wouldn't want their child to take up teaching, and 59% of white women with no degree say the same thing. But we also find like liberals and white women with college degrees and people who rate public schools more highly are more likely to have trust and confidence in teachers. But then there's also some regional breakdowns as well, where actually there's lower support in the Northeast than there is in the South, for example.
So obviously we've seen teacher protests happen all over the country. We saw the walkout, the Red for Ed movement happen here in Arizona this year. What do you think has led up to this?
It's not just the events of the past year that we think are influencing this. I mean, there's been an effort over the last 20 years, frankly, to put forward policies at the state level and the federal level that have been singling out teachers as the problem. That have been anti-union in some ways, that have been shaming and blaming and dehumanizing teachers. And I wonder if this also plays a role in parents not wanting their kids to go into teaching, teaching not being seen as attractive as it was, because, you know, there's been a whole bunch of people that have not been supportive of teachers at very high levels.
So that's a little bit about what might have led to this, but I wonder what you think needs to be done. I mean, this sounds like it's pointing to underlying sort of broad cultural changes in terms of our attitudes toward teaching as a profession.
Yeah, so I think there's probably a couple of things. One is just more money. And I know it sounds, you know, really basic, but not only do people want to see more money being invested in schools, and last year we found that people also want to see more money being invested in support services for kids. But we also know from the research that it actually contributes to increased results. So more resources is essential. Decrease in the overemphasis on standardized testing is the only measure of student achievement, and school success is another one. They are important. Tests are important, but they're not the only measure. And I think the other question is like the narrative, right? What's the narrative we have about public education today? And how are local communities, whether you're in Arizona, and of course, you know, rural Arizona is going to be very different than urban or suburban. But we have to have a real conversation in communities about what do we want for our kids in our community and how are we getting there? So, for example, parents see a direct link between the potential earnings of their kids and college degrees and master's degrees and PhDs, right? But there's all this rhetoric now that says, well, you know what? You can just get into a good job without college, and maybe not college isn't for everybody. But that's not actually the case. We know from Bureau of Labor Statistics, and we know, you know, that it's not the case, and we know from our data that people want it. So let's start talking about both and what it means in local communities. So those are the kinds of things I think we need to do, and we need to start trusting our teachers a little more.
All right, that's Joshua Starr, the CEO of PDK International. Joshua, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this today.
Thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it.